Right from the get-go, we go live to Kentucky. Jeff Holtzman is there for the debate. He was there. Vice President Biden and Paul Ryan going toe-to-toe on a lot of different issues. Jeff, you know, of course, everyone's going to be talking about who they thought won the debate. Just off the cuff, you were there, you saw, what would you say?
Well, I think it's too soon to declare a winner, Kate. That's my view right now. We'll know, you know, in a short matter of time who won. And I think that there's really two ways that this debate is going to get covered by the media. The first is, you know, people will say Joe Biden, the vice president, was being too aggressive, or that he acted rude, was that he was disrespectful to Paul Ryan, and that he was condescending. Of course, Biden seemingly had a smirk on his face almost the entire 90 minutes, right up until the end when he got a little more somber. The other, you know, sort of narrative from this debate is that Biden was the aggressor that the Obama team needed to rebound. I see the media sort of going with that storyline and that narrative more so than the other one, because, you know, the media loves a good comeback. And so I think that they're going to interpret tonight's debate as Joe Biden going on the offensive, getting momentum back for Team Obama by really, you know, launching a serious offensive right from the get-go against Paul Ryan.
Yeah, you know, Saturday Night Live is going to have a field day with this, with all the interrupting that Biden did, without a doubt, and which is what you're referring to. You know, so it really, everything was covered. What I thought I would score high for Paul Ryan is he brought up what happened in Libya and talked about, you know, how the severity of that and the anniversary of 9/11. I'm sure this is one of the little morsels that will come out of it, especially since this is going to be a question that will come up in the presidential debate, the second one coming up next Tuesday. Would you give him strong marks for the points he made on Libya?
On Libya, you know, I think it was fairly split. I mean, I think that Joe Biden, you know, he was he had a lot of defense to play on that issue, obviously, because the administration has sort of gotten its PR response to what happened incredibly bungled. I mean, you know, a lot of people have accused them of lying to the public, and that's what Paul Ryan did tonight. And so Joe Biden had a lot to answer for. I'd sort of give him mixed reviews on his response to that. I mean, I thought he did a far better job of explaining, you know, the plan in Afghanistan and talking about Iran. But when it came to Libya, I don't know. I think his explanation of everything that's happened, you know, he went on the attack against Paul Ryan once for supporting budget cuts. And, you know, I guess if you're an Obama supporter, that's a good attack line that you want delivered. But at the same time, I think that Ryan also was able to score points by going after Biden and saying, listen, you know, according to what we know now, you guys were asked many, many times for additional security assistance in that area, and none was given. So I think they sort of tie on that issue.
Yeah. What did you think, to you, what was the top moment of the debate?
I don't know. I think for me, it might have come down to healthcare the back and forth over Iran. You know, Paul Ryan, it was very interesting. Paul Ryan was animated, certainly, when it came to Iran. He was, you know, he was making the point that, you know, like Benjamin Netanyahu pointed out last week, you know, there's a red line approaching in terms of when Iran will have the ability to manufacture a nuclear weapon, and that could be coming as soon as March or April. And Joe Biden, you know, responded by saying, listen, you know, they can enrich all the uranium they want in Iran. They don't actually have a weapon to put it into. And that's interesting. I'm not sure how that's going to play because, you know, being sort of a technocrat on that issue, I don't know if that's a positive or a negative for Biden. I mean, a lot of folks could easily come back and hit him with just because they don't have the weapon per se right now doesn't mean that they aren't a threat that we should take extremely seriously and perhaps put contingency plans together to use force against them. I think Republicans are really going to hit Biden pretty hard for that. At the same time, I think that could be a real critical point for Obama as he looks forward to his next debate against Mitt Romney, in which they're going to talk about foreign policy. And so you're going to look for him to expand on the whole issue of Iran and its nuclear program and what we're doing about that. For me also, you know, the back and forth between the two candidates on healthcare was really, really interesting. Paul Ryan, you know, the sort of the narrative before the debate was, you know, people were worried that Paul Ryan was going to get a little too wonky and sort of get, you know, bogged people down and, you know, with numbers. But I thought he did a pretty decent job of just coming out with, you know, with the basics on healthcare and not getting too bogged down in the numbers, because Paul Ryan can go all day with the numbers. And then what really got interesting was, you know, when Paul Ryan was talking about, you know, them keeping, obviously, Medicare as an option, you know, as part of their Medicare reform plan, keeping traditional Medicare as an option, and also, you know, giving seniors enough money within that premium support model so that they can pay for insurance. And that's where you saw Biden roll his eyes a lot. He was smirking. He was trying to interrupt Ryan a lot, because obviously, you know, Obamacare is something that Biden and Obama have been running on tremendously, one of the few policy accomplishments they've been running on tremendously. So Biden did not want to be attacked on that issue. He wanted to try and disrupt Ryan as much as he could, try to get him off his game and win the debate on health care. And I think that, you know, as the sort of news cycle plays out, you know, we'll get a sense for how most folks thought that went. But, I mean, I think that you got to give Ryan some credit because, you know, he was able to pretty articulately outline his and Romney's vision for, you know, healthcare reform.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you 100%. That's what we're going to be talking about coming up a little bit later here on America Tonight, where you can all weigh in at 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. How about the question at the end? I thought was an interesting twist from Martha Raddatch, where she asked them about being Catholic, the fact that they were both Catholic, and the abortion issue. How do you think they handled that?
Well, that was really interesting. I thought Paul Ryan sort of had an interesting answer, because he said, you know, that he doesn't believe that unelected judges should make decisions regarding abortion, and that was essentially saying that he doesn't think it should be left up to the Supreme Court to, you know, overturn Roe v. Wade, which if the Romney campaign is forced to elaborate that, I mean, they could potentially take away a talking point from Joe Biden tonight, which was that, you know, if you elect Mitt Romney and Paul Ryan, they're going to put conservative justices on the Supreme Court that are going to overturn Roe v. Wade and outlaw, you know, abortion. And basically what Ryan's saying is, you know, I don't believe that issue should be settled in the Supreme Court. That should be an issue that's, you know, decided by voters. I don't know how much, you know, he would obviously have to, you know, we'll see sort of what the fact checkers say about that, and you know, he'd have to elaborate on that more. I don't know if that's going to become a bigger issue as the campaign moves forward, but I thought that was a really interesting back and forth on that particular issue.
Yeah, I agree with you, too. And, hey, you were there in Kentucky just, 30 seconds left. What was that like for you covering this?
Well, it was fun. I mean, unfortunately, you know, we were relegated to the press, the media filing center, so we weren't actually in the auditorium. But as soon as I hang up with you, I'm headed over to the spin room, where we'll hear from top surrogates for each campaign, who no doubt will tell us that their candidate won and give us, you know, plenty of reasons why. But it's fun nonetheless. It's a good opportunity to get some good sound bites. You know, the Center College is a great, great place, a great host for the debate. So,
yeah.
You know.
I agree with you. I love that, the spin room. All right, Jeff Holtzman, great job. Thanks for popping on with us. Of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, October 11th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,769.90. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,813.46, $906.73 for a half ounce, or $453.36 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,813.46, $906.73, and $453.36.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Two, three. Knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let her do all the talking.
We should not be imposing these devastating defense cuts, because what that does, when we equivocate on our values, when we show that we're cutting our own defense, it makes us more weak. It projects weakness, and when we look weak, our adversaries are much more willing to test us. They're more brazen in their attacks, and our allies are less willing to.
With all due respect, that's a bunch of malarkey.
All right, you have to love it. The vice presidential debate, we've been talking about it as we kicked things off here with Jeff, who was out covering that debate for Talk Radio News. And as we roll down this hour of ATN, it's interesting looking at how you look at debates now and how mobile they are. In other words, we're talking about debates with the tweets, our phones, our tablets, our iPads. We had him on during the Republican National Convention. He's the author of the new book, The Impulse Economy. Gary Schwartz joins us. Hey, Gary, it's so true, isn't it? This isn't your grandpa's debating anymore, because it's all about social media connected to it, isn't it?
Right. I mean, it's all about screens, and there are lots of screens with different sizes and people are doing different things on them. And it's not obviously what your grandpa did in front of the big TV set, which was entertainment and broadcast.
Yeah. And in the and everything's so mobile now that you can actually, I mean, we know this, you can watch the debate, you can get little snippets of it, people are YouTubing things. Is it all about speed for most of us now?
You know, I think it comes down to, in large part, entertainment. I mean, the debates are entertainment. They positioned as entertainment, and the fact that you now can multitask and see the commentary and the tweets coming through, and you can post your comments to your Facebook with your friends and get feedback and chuckles. A lot of that is just part of new media entertainment. And, whether that actually drives people to the polls or really changes the outcome of the election is, I think, somewhat a question mark.
Yeah, I'd say it's a question mark, too. But if you had to give me a percent, a number, how many people are using, how many people are connected to tablets, notebooks, smartphones, that kind of stuff?
Well, I mean, generally the breakdown is, you know, still, you know, TV set per minute usage is still the top of the pops in the home. You know, it's you know, basically, you know, the breakdown is something like, you know, high 38 minutes a day, you know, are TV, down to 30 minutes on, you know, your PC, and then it whittles down to 17 minutes on your handheld per day. But the bottom line is, I think what you need to look at is quality of time spent. When you're watching TV in the home, that TV's on as background entertainment. It doesn't mean that you're captive to that screen. You're multitasking, you're having tea, you may be talking to somebody, you may be on the phone. You're multitasking. And so the big question is, you know, what is the primary screen and what is the secondary screen? And if you say 70 minutes is spent on your handheld, that's 70 minutes which is nosed screen. That's fully captive audience. So to be honest, I would think your handheld is probably the primary attention screen in the household.
Oh, I agree with you. The whole idea of the multitasking, now more than ever, multitasking is not just something that we do. It's a necessity, isn't it?
It absolutely is. And it's sort of part of the ADHD society. It, you know, you don't sit back in your chair and watch and wait for things to come to you. And this is sort of my whole, you know, thesis is, you know, we're active, we're out there, and we're making decisions, and suddenly, you know, guys who are, you know, traditionally in retail sitting on the shelf or on the TV set trying to, you know, broadcast their platform are really don't know how to navigate this new world because they're trying to reach you, but you no longer are sitting there the captive audience. And so somehow they have to follow you through your day and be relevant to you. And that's a tough challenge for this new economy. And it's tough for brands and it's tough for politicians.
No, I agree with you. It's tough to wrap your arms around it. And which leads me to another question. It's Facebook. All over Facebook, conversations about what happened in the debate and pulling things out, running in real time and whatnot. But trying to monetize some of these platforms, we've seen that Mark Zuckerberg, that's part of his challenge. And do you think that this is also, as we try to figure out what this new economy is, and there's definitely dollars to be made here, and lots of people have made money off of new platforms, it still is pretty challenging, isn't it?
It is. And, you know, I mean, it's as tough for a Ryan or a Biden, you know, to understand how to engage that consumer as it is for Facebook, to be honest. I mean, Facebook obviously has, you know, tons of eyeballs globally. I mean, no question that they have a great footprint. But they are tourists on the mobile phone. You know, they just happened to be a screen that was a large screen social media experience that now is being accessed by a small screen. But they have no, I mean, they're not native to the small screen. So there's nothing on the small screen which, it, you know, Facebook can say, we do differently. We know how to navigate the social discussion in a store or, you know, when somebody's walking down the street. And that's a huge challenge because if you're just a tourist on the phone, if you're just there because you're part of, you know, you're an app or some information that somebody accesses during that 17 minutes on the phone, that doesn't give you anything special that you can offer a brand or offer a politician to help them drive sales. Because this is what I come down to is that, if, you know, the debates are great entertainment, but are they really translating into votes? You know, commercials and, you know, your favorite shampoo commercial on TV, does that really translate into more sales for that in the aisle? And you know, I think you really have to, when you know, Biden's chuckling or, you know, they making jokes in social media, you know, about some, you know, PARIC win that they may have, is that just are playing up to their loyalists who are going to vote for them anyway, or are they really reaching out to undecided voters who they need to, you know, to win ultimately? And I think that's a big challenge for the economy is, you know, we're so used to TV as entertainment that we continue this whole formula of playing along and running these debates. But ultimately, you know, votes not likes get you into office. So you can have tons of likes. Ultimately, you need to get somebody off their bum into the polling booth. I mean, into the booth to put in a ballot.
Yeah, absolutely. Well said. Hey, just a couple of minutes left. The impulse economy and fast shopper, slow store, kind of the ideas that we've been tossing around here. If somebody wants to pick up your books, how can they get them, Gare?
Well, if you want to be an impulse shopper or a fast shopper, you go online. You know, the easiest way is just download it from any of the digital stores. Just put in Gary Schwartz or Fast Shopper or Impulse Economy and download it. Actually, the new book, Fast Shopper, Slow Store, is only 99 cents. So I've made it really accessible because it's really part of the, you know, want to get the debate going. I want to have as many people comment and give me feedback. So obviously would love somebody to get the book. Actually, all my contact information is at the back of the book, and I would love to hear from anybody directly.
Awesome. Gary Schwartz, it's always fun to have you on the show. Thanks for kicking around with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Kate.
All right, thank you. You have a good one. You know, we're talking about the rest of this hour. We'll be talking about the debate. Plus, we're mixing in our usual conversation with the Buddha Man about football. Yep, the first one out of the gate, Thursday night football. Yes, there was actually some baseball being played and a football game. Tennessee beat Pittsburgh 26-23. Oh, how does that happen? And then we've got the other things that are on tap football-wise for the rest of the week. And, you know, we had our game of the week, Nail the Score. Big reminder, Wednesday nights, really Thursday mornings in our third hour, we do it. And it was the San Francisco game and the Giants that was our Nail the Score game. A lot of people thinking that the Giants would pull this off. We'll find out what Steve Budin has to say. And, you know, how we're faring. Week 6 in the NFL. Do you believe it? Where do those first 6 weeks go? Now that the umpire situation, or the referee situation, really, not umpire, the referee situation is settled, there is kind of a new groove, I think, in the NFL. You sort of feel it because there's no more conversation anyway about who did what call and what happened. There's always those arguments, but not like they were so much in the first couple of weeks when there was the replacement zebras. So Buddha Man in the wings. We'll talk to him coming up on the flip side here on ATN.
My name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready, some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos? Are you ready to bug out? Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says? Don't count on FEMA. Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug-out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas. This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Yep, we can't wake him up in Miami. Needless to say, he was hard at work on this Tennessee-Pittsburgh game. And Tennessee wins this, as I already mentioned. 26-23 was the Thursday night game. I talked about our Nail the Score game. And there's some other interesting games, too, in the NFL this week. And, of course, we'll have a complete recap on our Monday show. Houston, perfect 5-0. Can they keep it up and go 6-0 as they take on Green Bay? It is at home at Reliant Stadium, so I give them a much better shot there. I think that's going to be a good game to watch. The Monday night game I'm not as excited about. However, Manning fans are, and Philip Rivers fans are too, because San Diego is hosting Denver, for what it's worth. It's interesting how sports and politics are so similar. Give me your winners, your losers, call it a draw. How many wins do you have? How many losses do you have? How many fans do you have? How many constituents do you have? It really has become that way. Politics is like sports talk radio. So now you have Joe Biden and Congressman Paul Ryan, the VP, and the congressman who wants to be the VP doing the debate thing for well over an hour. And what happens afterwards is a lot of people try to pontificate as to who won and why they won and who looked bad and who made some good points and blah, 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 blah. I'll tell you one thing I noticed, and I thought it was ridiculous. Here's the thing with debating. Yes, you can have rebuttal, and you can occasionally jump in, but I guarantee this is something that, as I said to Jeff at the top of the show, this is something that'll happen as far as ripping into Biden, I think, on Saturday Night Live. He interrupted Paul Ryan. You know how many times he interrupted him? 82 times. Yeah. Two different people counted it for me. I was, like, up into the 80s, and I thought, oh, maybe I'm counting this wrong, but no. 82 times he jumped in. He just kept overlapping him. And Ryan was smart enough to back off that. He didn't do that. He waited. That's the whole thing about the debate. You don't want to step on the other guy constantly. It's one thing for effect even to do it once in a while. But, man, he was all over him. So now fact checkers are also working overtime, going through everything and every claim. One of the hot-button issues, and one that's been a hot-button issue for me, I think the administration has handled this whole Libya thing ridiculously and dangerously because of not beefing up the security when it was requested several times. And look what happens. Four Americans are killed, others are hurt, and the consulate looks like someone just set it on fire. It looks like a bunch of burned out cars on the wrong side of town. So Libya was one of the attack points for Paul Ryan. Here's a little snippet about what he said.
There were requests for extra security. Those requests were not honored. Look, this was the anniversary of 9/11. It was Libya, a country we knew we had Al-Qaeda cells there.
And what happened during this part of the debate, the dispute on the facts, were this. Ryan said Obama took 2 weeks to acknowledge the September 11th attacks on the Benghazi consulate and that the fact that it was conducted by terrorists rather than protests. And the White House, in going through their records, the White House said on September 20th at a press briefing that it was a terrorist attack, but see, that doesn't take into account all the time in between when they were talking about the Prophet Muhammad film, that stupid 14-minute film that was on YouTube, and that being perhaps the reason for the attack and that they were investigating it. You know, the bottom line is with the White House, they just butchered the way they handled the entire consulate thing and the fact that they didn't pump up the security when they were asked several times. This is where the State Department decided that they were going to make cuts. But as far as the debate's concerned, Libya is going to come back up again. It'll come up next week when we have our second presidential debate. Here's a little moment of Biden, Ryan, and scare tactics.
Who do you trust on this? A man who introduced a bill that would raise it $6,400 a year, knowing it and passing it and Romney saying he'd sign it, or me and the president?
That statistic was completely misleading, but more importantly,
that's what they're the facts,
this,
right?
This is what politicians do when they don't have a record to run on. Try to scare people from voting for you.
Yeah, you know, tax cuts also, because what's in your wallet is the major theme this election season. I don't care if it's the legislative branch or if we're talking about the presidential maneuvering that's, you know, who's going to be president next time around. Are we going to see a moving van or will Barack Obama get four more years? Biden said that Romney and Ryan are pushing the continuation of a tax cut that'll give an additional $500 billion in tax cuts to 120,000 families. Biden was talking about it, referring to the Bush tax cuts, of 2001 and 2003. He did this during a speech last month in Green Bay, saying Romney would make these cuts permanent. Obama wants to end the cuts for the taxpayers with incomes of $250,000 and above. So in checking again over and over again about these tax cuts, the tax credits were permanently extended to people in the upper tax brackets. That's what happened. So overall, the top fifth of earners got 65% of the savings from the Bush tax cuts as a whole. I mean, this is just a nonpartisan thing. This is the Tax Policy Center that shows the impact of it. And there were more specifics about the whole tax situation. And we'll jump into that, of course, as we weave it in throughout the conversation on the show. I want you to weigh in on who you think won the debate, or just, you know, basic impressions of how did Paul Ryan look versus Biden. I thought Biden, just on what I already mentioned, off of the top of my head watching the entire thing, the interruptions were annoying. The interruptions and the smiles and the laughter were annoying. 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. Let's see. Let's go to David about the he wants to talk to us about the debate. Hey, David.
Yeah, hi, Kate. Have I ever, I've called you once or twice before, have I ever raised what's called the LIBOR scandal with you?
You have. You and I have talked about that, yes, because I have had people on to talk about that and how that's another, just another shoe dropping.
Well, right, and that's the thing that bugs me the most about the debate tonight. If you look at Ryan and his budget, basically his budget is based on the LIBOR numbers. Mm-hmm. And it's the more we learn about this scandal, if the other listeners aren't aware of this, LIBOR is how the interest rates are set for basically the entire world.
Yeah.
The 18 largest banks in the world get together on the third Wednesday of the month, and they decide what their average interest rate is. And so basically the world dances to their tune. And when some emails were discovered showing that these guys were offering champagne to each other if they would set interest rates to suit their personal banking needs, that actually translates into hundreds of trillions of dollars worth of debt for the future generations. And the idea that this scandal has been exposed now for probably going on 6 months, and these debates and the discussion of the campaign has not talked about this. And so when we get to see Ryan in his discussion of his budget, doesn't even raise the concept of LIBOR, much less the reality of it. And it just shows what a mockery it is. One of the other scandals that comes up into this is, you know, when you go into a small business, before 2000, before Bush came into office in 2000, a small business was considered less than 500 employees.
Yep.
But when Bush left office, it had gotten up to, he had changed the stats so that now it could be up to 1,500 employees. Now, I don't consider a small business 1,500 employees. And apparently the idea that now these corporations, whether it's Bechtel or, you know, some of the biggest corporations in the world, General Dynamics and General Motors and whatnot, are breaking themselves up into little pieces and calling themselves small business, even though their parent company is, you know, this massive corporation.
Sure.
And so they're getting all of these massive tax breaks as small business, and real small business doesn't get to compare against it. And the idea now that that these corporations can get the goodwill of the American people by getting tax breaks for small business, that, you know, it's an insult to, well, to make a joke virtually, it's an insult to an economist, but it's an insult to almost anybody that's in their right mind. And the idea that LIBOR interest rates are hurting honest small business.
Yeah, you know, you and I have talked about that before, and of course, you know, David, they would never go that deep in a debate, and it's the bankers, you made an excellent point in the beginning, it's the bankers that really control the card game, and somebody asked me here on a chat, what did LIBOR mean? It's the London Interbank offered rate. He explained it to a T. And when this whole thing exploded, there was shock. Stay with us.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with Duracoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and Duracoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And Duracoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The Duracoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on Duracoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. Duracoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use Duracoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit Duracoat.net. Spelled Duracoat.net. Duracoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
25 years is reason to celebrate. Cash in on October deals during the 25th anniversary of Emergency Essentials. Going on now, save 26% off clarified butter, 24% off honey oat granola, and save 50% off a kitchen fire extinguisher. A must for any kitchen emergency. Stock your car with a Roadwise Emergency 72-hour kit, only $34.99 at BePrepared.com. New this month, two varieties of Mountain House just-in-case buckets. Your favorite Mountain House pouches packed in a convenient bucket. Find a super deal this month only for the Goal Zero Lighthouse LED Lantern and Nomad 7 Solar Panel. Iosad Potassium Iodide Tablets are on sale. And as always, check out the Emergency Essentials Group Specials now through October 31st. Call 800-999-1863 for exceptional customer service and Emergency Essentials low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
I heat up, I can't cool down. Got me spinning round and round. Driving round and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a bird.
Impressions on the debate, do you have any? Did you watch? Did you pull a Schwartzy? Were you doing that techno thing, multitasking on the debate with Twitter?
Bueller. Bueller. Bueller.
Exactly. Were you Facebooking? Boy, I'll tell you what. You listen to him talk, and it's true. If you, especially if you're in your 30s or even younger, but even older people, doesn't matter, I guess, you have got to multitask. I want to teach a course in multitasking because it is a necessary skill in these modern times. You are nowhere if you can't multitask, and you have to do it with ease and grace sometimes, where you're not so obvious. Like, guys are the worst at this. They're so obvious. Sorry, if you're out on a date with a hot chick that you might want to be a future Mrs. Whatever, or you just want to date her, you do not want to be doing the Facebooking, tweeting, Instagram, whatever nonsense on your mobile while you're supposedly having this conversation. And I have seen that so much. And you can tell. You can tell when someone's out and it's new. You can tell where they're not together. And probably after that, they might not be together. The debate, 855-266-KATE, 855-266-5283. The moderator, Martha Raddatch, what was interesting about the moderating, and some people are chatting this to me now, is that with Biden interrupting, how come she didn't do something? But she stopped Ryan a bunch of times, but she didn't make Biden really hush at all, not too much. So was she objective as a moderator, or did it seem like she was running interference for Joe Biden? I just thought that you couldn't stop him. He was like a runaway train that he just kept going on and on. And the best was, or not the best, but the thing that I thought was interesting is he would just shake his head and he would laugh. He was laughing a lot throughout it. So he was kind of distracting. He wasn't kind of. He was distracting from what Ryan was saying. And to Ryan's credit, no matter how you feel about Paul Ryan, just from the technical aspect of this, he just kept going. He made little comments about it, but he just focused on his points. So he obviously is probably a good multitasker, because he didn't get thrown off his game very much at all, I didn't think. Now, some of the news polls that I've been looking at from Fox and CNN, I mean, just looking at left and right and people who say they're objective and all that, most of them are saying that Paul Ryan was the winner. But I think so much of that is based on the interruption stuff. It's based on that. And here ultimately is the thing. Did this change anyone's mind? I mean, are you sitting here watching this? Were you watching any of it? Or did you say, no, I'm not going to watch it? Did you watch any of it, and did it make you say, oh, you know, I'm going to go for Romney now instead? Clearly, this is my choice. Did you look at that and decide that's what I'm going to do? The CNN poll had Ryan at 48% and Biden at 44%. So clearly there they had him winning it. And every poll that I've been able to dig up is kind of similar to that. Close, but having Ryan pulling it out. I said heading into these debates, will we see a knockout? Will we see a couple of rounds? What kind of a debate would we see? So 48% of voters who watched the vice presidential debate think that Ryan won. And this is CNN Ork International. 44 say Biden won. So that 4-point advantage can really swing, I guess, either way. If you want to look at margin of error, you could break it down even further. It seemed like, it didn't seem like, I'll say this again, Biden spent most of his time, the majority of his time, attacking Ryan. That was mostly what he did. That he just went after Ryan, you know, that kind of stuff. And had a few points that he threw in. However, it was mostly about that. It was mostly trying to take his legs out, I think. And you know, the comments that I thought were interesting, economy, taxes, Libya, all that, as I mentioned, heading into the debate, what was so interesting is the fact that here everything was fair game. So it wasn't limited like it's been limited in the presidential debates. Okay, this one is mostly focused on the economy. This one is focused on foreign affairs, and that's going to be the next one. And this one was just wide open because there's only one VP debate. And there were some interesting questions. The abortion issue came up because of the fact that they were both Catholic. That's the way Martha Raddatch asked the question. And they have two very different views on that. And one thing that Ryan kept emphasizing was that he was taking the Romney approach. The Romney administration, he kept saying. Larry, in Connecticut, you have the floor. Hey, Larry.
I watched the debate. In fact, I was even on one of the debates up here for sitting over here in the Connecticut. But that's neither here nor there. As to the debate tonight, I think it was very interesting. I think you got more out of this debate than you did out of the presidential debate, number one. It talked about the issues. And basically, yes, I didn't like the laughing he was doing and interruptions, but he was getting his point across. What they never really told what their whole philosophy was on the Republican ticket. And basically, you're getting it tonight. Most people didn't realize that, don't forget, Ryan, if something happens to the president, the vice president takes over.
Yeah.
People didn't realize that Ryan, what his views were on abortion, let's say. Like, if a person was, a woman was raped or something and she got pregnant, he doesn't believe in having abortion.
Right.
A lot of things that people didn't notice, and they were shocked to hear this stuff tonight, I bet on that. Yes, but the laughing and everything else, yes, it was, I don't know what he was laughing about in the whole beginning. Then when they started getting, other parts, they started getting serious. But the main thing that started getting me is when they started talking about Syria. Look, how many wars are we going to go into? Republicans say, well, we shouldn't, you know, we shouldn't ever give them a timeline. We're getting out of there. How many more years are we going to stay there? Three, four, five more years? Don't you think we lost enough lives? We should have never gotten this in the first place.
I agree with you. We should have never gotten there in the first place, and look at all the money that we've drained. I think the point of giving the date of when we're getting out, a lot of soldiers are saying, Larry, when was mentioned, okay, so we're totally gone in 2014, that the Taliban and people are saying, great, because then we're just going back to the whole Taliban reign. But they, you know, by saying 2014 is when we're done. So I don't know that he made that point correctly, but I think what Ryan was trying to say is what the soldiers are saying and what they're hearing. Why don't we just pull out and nobody has to know, like all of a sudden overnight, boom, we're slowly pulling out and then we're done. But either way, look, the people, once we leave, we're done, that's it, and they have to stand on their own. The Afghan soldiers have been trained by so many of our forces, they can either handle it or they can't.
I also think, you know, like I'm a retired fire officer, all right, in one of the biggest cities here in Connecticut. And the thing is, look, it was all poor in the beginning, but now it's enough. I think we got to stop being peacekeepers for the rest of the world. We got to start taking care of our own people here. I mean, we got people coming across the borders. I mean, you know, if you're going to use our soldiers, put them on the borders and everything else. Then they're really protecting our country, you know what I mean, from people coming in here, the drugs, the gun running and everything else. But, I mean, I think we're getting tired of these wars over there. I mean, look, I feel sorry for the people over there in Syria. But the thing is, it's not. It can't be our problem. What are we going to do? Gold button in every country?
Yeah, well, that's absolutely. Because there's other countries we're completely ignoring, like the Sudan and all the genocide that happened before. In Rwanda, we didn't do anything about that. So it's kind of eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Larry, great points in Connecticut. He's right, and you know where I stand on that. I mean, I'm for that we should have been out of all that stuff before anyway. You know, out of those war situations where it dragged on and on and on and on, and we can't jump into the Syria thing, and we're not going to jump into the Syria thing. There's no way. So they're on their own because we can't afford to put our necks out there for another 10 years. You can send me your thoughts at americatonight.net.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.